I'm Nate Hedgie. Environmental organizations reacted today to reports that Montana's Congressman Ryan Zinke is President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Secretary of the Interior. The Interior Department and other U.S. agencies control almost a third of Montana's land and even more of the vast amounts of coal, oil, and natural gas that lay beneath it. Zinke has been critical of federal land management and has advocated for more development of coal, oil, and natural gas. However, he's also an outspoken supporter of keeping public lands in federal hands. Scott Christensen is the conservation director for the Greater Yellowstone Coalition. He's cautiously optimistic about Zinke's potential nomination.
While we haven't seen eye to eye with him on everything, we have seen some areas where he's been able to work with us and support us. And he's also been decent on his stance on public land transfer. And that's one area where we'd like to see him stand strong in the future and continue pushing back against schemes to sell off and transfer public lands in the West.
Zinke split with his party over transferring the ownership of federal lands to the states. The Republican Party supports that idea, and Zinke resigned his seat as a delegate to the party's national convention over the issue this year.
He prides himself in being a Theodore Roosevelt Republican. You know what Theodore Roosevelt did when he helped set aside this large public land estate that we have. And so it's just important for him to continue that legacy. And he said he wants to do that, and that we expect him to do that.
That's Lan Tani, the CEO of Missoula-based Backcountry Hunters and Anglers. He says that Zinke's nomination could be a boon to hunters and anglers in the state, in part because the congressman supports the Land and Water Conservation Fund, which uses federal oil and gas royalties to buy and protect properties. However, Zinke has been critical of federal land management and advocates for more development of coal, oil, and natural gas. This is good news for the state's coal industry, says Chuck Deneau of the pro-coal group Count on Coal Montana.
Coal that's managed by the Department of Interior accounts for about half the coal production in Montana. In the Obama administration, the Department of Interior placed a moratorium on new coal leasing, which if that moratorium is held in place in the future, which we don't expect it to be, but if it were, that would result in a loss of about $40 to $50 million per biennium.
We're not naive to the fact that President-elect Trump has signaled that there is going to be expanded energy development, likely on public lands.
That's Alex Boyan, the Vice President of Government Affairs for Outdoor Industry Association, the Boulder, Colorado trade group for outdoor recreation companies.
What we're saying is take a balanced approach, use good management policy to make sure that you are taking into account that public lands and waters are the infrastructure of the outdoor recreation economy, of this massive economic driver.
Boyan says the Outdoor Industry Association is pleased that Zinke might become Interior Secretary. They supported his House campaign against Democratic nominee Denise Juneau. However, Boyan says the group is concerned about Zinke's views on climate change. Zinke has said he believes that the climate is changing, but has questioned mankind's impact on it. Matthew Kaler is the executive director of the Wild West Institute. He's not happy about Zinke's nomination and says he's disappointed by the response the congressman has received from other conservation groups in Montana.
Personally, I don't feel that simply because Rep. Zinke has stated that he would not completely sell off or give away America's public lands, that this somehow makes Rep. Zinke a huge public lands champion or a Teddy Roosevelt Republican. How low has the conservation movement set the public lands champion bar that they would allow Ryan Zinke to sneak over it, given his track record and his voting record?
Multiple news sources have reported that President-elect Donald Trump has picked Congressman Zinke to lead Interior. Zinke has not denied those reports. I'm Nate Hedgie, Montana Public Radio.